outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Sam.
He mentioned your name. What do you know?
I know. It's the first time, the Sam and Steph Show. I like that.
Yeah, I know. Welcome, everybody, to Monday, September 26th. The show has been rechristened.
Woohoo! Zippity doo da day.
Sam and Steph in the Morning. It's going to take me a while to get used to calling you Steph, but we'll get used to it. We had
of
to
course.
Distinguish it from the other show, obviously.
I know.
And so this is cool. I'm glad you're going by Steph, too.
Yeah, well, that's my website, too, stephdanielson.com. So I thought it makes sense, right?
That's true, yeah.
Steph.
Yeah. Shameless plugs already first in the morning. Go also to sldcollection.com.
Oh, my God. We're horrible. It's horrible. I'm the worst when it comes to that stuff.
No, that's cool. You got to remind everybody every day.
You know it. You know it. Just drive them nuts. That's how you get them to buy your bags.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have you ever met up with anyone where literally everything they say just pisses you off?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm not the only one. It hasn't happened to me in a long time, honestly. Usually I get along with everyone. But yesterday I met up with somebody that I hadn't seen in like 6 months, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I know why I never would hang out with him. It was just a reminder that, oh my God, I cannot hang out with this dude.
Mm.
It was just so boring. There was nothing going on. Oh yeah, it was horrible. And then I finally said, well, do you want to just go grab some food?
Mm-hmm.
And he was worse than a girl. We're walking down the street trying to pick a place. I'm like, dude, I will literally eat anything. Let's just try to avoid Chinese. It doesn't really do well with, you know, I don't do well with Chinese.
Okay.
And it took us like 10 places until he finally picked one. And then when we picked one,
mm-hmm.
he ended up saying, oh, I'm not really hungry. So I ordered food to go.
Just what you wanted to hear, huh?
And he, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I felt bad, though. Listen to this. This is horrible.
Yeah.
I'm the type of person, if I'm not having fun, I can't stay. You know, like I cannot hang out.
Yeah, I know. If I get bored, forget about it, man.
Exactly.
I bail.
So we were 2 hours into this boring, horrific adventure.
Right.
And we're walking back. I have my little pizza in my hand, and I asked him, so what are you doing for the rest of the night? As if like I'm not sticking around. And he's like, well, I thought we'd watch a movie or something.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you're gonna kill me, but I've got to go. I've got to go.
Really? Did you tell him why?
I you know, that's the problem. You know, what are you gonna say? You are too fucking boring. I cannot stay with you.
Yeah.
You know, no, I just said, you know, I'm stressing out. I've got work to do.
Right.
I just need to get home. But I did feel horrible, but it's like some people, it's like everything that comes out of their mouth is so negative and boring. There's no sense of humor. It just was literally torture.
Yeah. And you didn't remember this person being this way?
Well, it was so long ago that we had hung out. We only hung out once before this.
Oh.
And he had been so persistent in hanging out that I felt bad. I was like, okay, I just need to suck it up and hang out.
Yeah.
But this was just, you know, my reassurance that never again. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so bad.
God, it's so hard dating, you know?
And it was not a date.
No? Oh, okay. It was just a friend.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't even know if you'd call him a friend, though, if I don't enjoy talking to him at all.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Wow. So that's how you spent your weekend, pretty much?
My Sunday afternoon. And also the Steelers versus the Colts.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch that game?
No, I did not.
Well, I'm a Steelers fan because I'm from Pennsylvania, but...
Right.
What a game. I mean, first of all, the Steelers are not doing so great this season. They did win last night, but it was such an up and down game. So many stupid mistakes. Finally, literally in the last quarter, the Steelers won literally in the last few seconds of the last quarter.
Wow.
So we got lucky.
That must have been a cool game, though.
Well, it was an exciting game, but I get so pissed off, you know?
Do you?
Roethlisberger making all kinds of stupid moves. Yeah, it was just... Ugh. I don't know if the Steelers are going to do really, you know, very well.
Yeah.
They got their ass kicked last week or 2 weeks ago from the Baltimore Ravens, and we'll see.
Yeah. I know. I used to get mad when I watched football, too, especially with the Raiders when they were here in L.A., and they had a couple good years, and then they started screwing up real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, God, you know, so every game that they would miss or drop the ball or something, I'd just be so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
So I know how I can
I get stressed out, really high strung. You don't want to be around me when we're losing. Seriously, I'm not a pleasant person.
Well.
But we won, thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
But, you know, we were at the Super Bowl last year. So it's like, you know, there's a reason I'm so excited. We want, you know, we want to make it there again this year. But
right.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, huh?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Well, you never know, you know.
True.
So they lost three already?
Oh, God. I'm not good with the logistics exactly.
Yeah.
I know that the Baltimore Ravens kicked our ass a week or two ago. And I know this week we won, but it really was a close one.
Right.
So we'll see what's next. I don't know who they're playing next week.
All right. Well, we'll root for your Steelers.
Steelers!
Yeah.
Let's go, black and yellow.
They're a good team for the most part. You know?
Yeah. Or
they
at least
always
were.
Have been, yeah.
I think they're just getting old.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger is just getting too old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you into any other sports or just football?
Not too much. Even football, honestly. I'm kind of a fakey fan. You know, I mean, I like to keep up and watch the games here and there, but I'm not, you know, like you asked me, how many? Yeah, I don't follow it 100%.
Right.
But you better bet when the Steelers are there at the Super Bowl, I'm like, you know, jumping
up and
down.
You're going to be there, yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't call myself a true fan, but, you know.
A fair-weathered fan.
Right.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
When they're doing well, you're a fan.
Exactly. Is that horrible? When they suck, I don't know who they are. Okay, Steelers who? But when they're winning, oh, yeah, I'm a hardcore fan. That's such a chick for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, my weekend was quiet as always. Not much doing. But did you watch the new Pan Am show last night?
No, and you know what? Those advertisements have been everywhere, and it looks so good. I missed it.
Yeah, except it sucked as far as I was concerned.
Really?
Man. Yeah.
That's a shocker.
Well, that's me. You know, I mean, it takes a lot to entertain me, especially on television. But it just was. You know what? It's like a chick flick, okay?
Is it?
I mean, if you.
Because I think I'd like it.
Stuff,
based on the preview, it looked really cool.
Yeah, I think women would enjoy it. I just, you know, I thought there was too much talking, not enough going on, and you know, but what do I know, right?
Yeah. What does Sam know?
Exactly.
Psh.
It takes place in the 60s, and it's amazing how. Flying used to be so different back then.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's what immediately attracted my interest. Just the billboards are really neat. You know, you've got the girls in those stewardess outfits.
Right.
And the preview to me looked very interesting. I do plan to catch up and watch it, you know, on Hulu or something, but haven't had a chance yet. I never am able to watch TV shows when they're actually on.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
No, I have to save them on my TV.
I know. You got to record because I do the same thing, too. And, but, you know, I mean, I was, I don't know, I was just disappointed. It was good to see, though, you know, the period, I mean, they were like weighing them. They insisted they wear girdles and things like that, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, today it wouldn't fly. But
oh,
back
of course
then,
not.
Man,
things have changed so much.
They had to be like models, you know, in order to be a stewardess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh, I always wanted to try being a stewardess.
Really?
I thought, it'd be such a fun job. You get to fly all the time.
You do get to fly, but, you know, flying is not that much fun anymore. And I don't think... You see, I was thinking about this. Being a flight attendant is like being a waiter. You know, essentially, that's all you do. You know, you serve people.
Yeah, pretty much.
So how can that be fun? I don't know.
Well, I just figure I'm horrible. But, first of all, I'm sure it gets old very quickly. You know, I would last probably 2-3 weeks and then be done. But it is exciting that you get to travel, first of all. Mm-hmm. And my logic behind it is that, you know, there's so much buildup before you actually are working and after you're actually working that the flight itself is the only time you're truly on the job.
Right.
And that could be, you know, anywhere from an hour to 6 hours. It goes by quick.
Right, yeah.
You know? Cause
I suppose, yeah. It's okay, you know.
That's my reasoning behind it, because you can be lazy.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, but the shit they have to deal with, I don't know that I'd want to do that.
I know, and I'd probably get motion sickness, too. Are you kidding me?
So, really?
Oh, I'd be throwing up all the time.
Really?
So I probably couldn't handle it.
So you don't fly a lot because of that?
Or? Well, I do fly quite a bit, but it's always, you know, very 50-50 with me. Sometimes I'm completely fine, don't feel anything. Other times I'm literally sweating bullets before we take off, feeling nauseous. Yeah. I've never actually thrown up on a flight. But I've felt very close to it.
Wow.
I mean, just to the point that I'm literally, I look like I just got out of the shower.
Wow.
You know, I'm sweating like a hog.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, though? People just stare at you. They don't even ask. The stewardess will say, you know, do you need some water or an Advil or whatever it may be. But other people, you know, they just don't give a shit. They don't give a rat's ass. Just staring at it. It's like, what are they going to do anyway?
Exactly. You know, they're just saying, what the hell is this person doing on the plane?
Yeah,
you know,
so embarrassing.
Let's
though.
Get him out of here.
I know.
I've never seen anybody vomit in a plane, but I think it'd be pretty, pretty.
That'd be disgusting.
Gross, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the smell, everything. Can you imagine them throwing up on you? That would be just my luck, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've had a bird shit on me like 100 times already. I'm waiting for the day somebody throws up on me. It's disgusting. Although I have seen that in New York City, you know, on the trains. I'll never forget it. One time a chick actually did throw up, and it happened in slow motion. This throw up is like literally going across the train and landed on another dude.
Oh, my
God. It was disgusting. Nasty.
Oh, wow. Well, you know. I saw you finally put some pictures of purses on your website, huh?
I did.
It's developing and everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, officially, like, I'm trying not to, like, what you see is what you get in a way, you know?
Right.
Like, the website is up, but I, you know, the official launch is October 1st when I'll really promote it.
Right.
But, yeah, that's the website. I'm so excited about it. It looks really cool, doesn't
Wonderful.
It?
Wonderful. Yeah, yeah. So did you set up the billing and everything already?
Oh, everything's set up, yeah.
Wow.
Everything's ready to go.
Cool. Did you do it all?
I did it all.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
One woman show right here, baby.
It's not easy integrating a shopping cart into your website and
I know.
All these things, you know.
You have to teach yourself, but I rather do it myself than have someone else do it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a hands-on person, so I like to have kind of, I'm not a control freak, but I am just a little bit. I just like to have access to it at all times so I can fix it up and change it.
Right. You don't want to depend on other people.
Yeah, especially with an online store. Because, I mean, I every month I plan to add new things.
Right.
So it'd be a pain in the ass to have to rely on somebody else and send them pictures and stuff. Might as well teach myself.
Yeah.
Once you learn, it's a piece of cake. I mean, I want other people to hire me to put up their online stores because it's so much fun to me.
Yeah.
We've had this discussion. Wow, I'm a computer nerd.
Yeah.
So I love it. I really enjoy doing it.
Wonderful. Well, why don't you do it on the side then, you know?
Well, I have, like, you know, in the last few months, like, I've definitely made a ton of websites for different actors, photographers, for people, like, personal websites.
Uh-huh.
But I have yet to do one for a business.
Oh.
Well, I mean, business companies, yes, but just promoting what they, you know, their service, as opposed to actually, like, an online store.
Right.
I've only done, you know, the one that's my online store. And I would love to do that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun in it. You know, you can be so creative. So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, Stephanie, the webmaster, everybody.
Yeah. If time allows it, seriously. There's just not enough time in the day for everything I want to do.
I suppose. And you do a lot, huh?
I
saw you posted on Facebook that you needed to sleep for 5 days or something. What is that all about?
Well, last week was just so crazy.
Uh-huh.
This past weekend was not super ridiculously crazy. Thank goodness I did get a little bit of rest.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just been working so much, and I tend to voluntarily put myself into so many, I don't know, I try to do too much sometimes that I literally was to the point that I could go to sleep right now and I could sleep for 5 days straight and not wake up at all. That's how tired I was.
So why do you think you like to keep yourself so busy all the time?
Well, first of all, I get bored way too easily.
Mm-hmm.
I have major ADD. and I don't know, like, for me, I think, well, just with being an actor, you know, it's great to be versatile and to do different things. And I enjoy doing different things. I get bored easily. So I like to have many things going on in my life. The hosting, the acting, modeling stuff, and then my business company.
Right.
I mean, those are the main things that are my priority.
Right.
But then I try to make time to have fun, you know, with friends and just party where you're not really thinking about work.
Right.
But that's very difficult.
Yeah.
But, you know,
if you do a lot of different things. Yeah.
Right. But that's all about being with the right people as far as hanging out.
Right.
I've never had such a hard time having a good time, you know, like as I did yesterday. Like, I tried my best with this guy to have fun, but it just sucked ass. It was horrible. God.
God, I'd hate to be this guy and hear all this from you.
Oh, he's a good guy. Well, you know, that's the thing. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But is he really a good guy? I don't know. Because he was so negative.
Yeah.
Just everything, very dull humor.
Yeah.
You know, some people just don't know. I don't know. I don't. Or, you know what? Maybe he's just not good with females. Maybe it's because I'm a female. He's not, you know, he's a little socially awkward, whatever it may be.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. I just found it like literally jabbing knives in my stomach trying to talk to him. It was just difficult.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're behind that. Put it behind you.
Yeah. I finally watched the season premiere of Glee, though.
Yeah?
Do you watch that,
How's that
one?
No, I don't watch it.
I'm addicted, first of all. Second season was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was their peak, though, because after watching the first episode of this third season, I don't know. I just wasn't too excited about it.
No, huh?
The song selection was a lot of musical theater, which, you know, I like musicals, but I'd rather it be more classics, more, I don't know. You know, musical theater's an acquired taste. It's very happy and big and da-da-da-da-da. I'd rather it be real, I don't know.
Yeah.
Real music from artists that are, you know, nowadays playing.
Yeah, you know, you need to stay up on what's new.
Yeah, and also I noticed, you know, they had pretty much everybody from the cast back except one guy. I can't even remember his name. He goes by Trouty Lips is his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt horrible. It's like, can you imagine being, you know, the only one in the cast to not be welcomed back?
Wow.
To the show. Now, maybe he'll be coming back sometime throughout the
why
season.
Why was he not welcome back?
I don't know. You know, maybe the writer just thought his character didn't have much going on. You know, sometimes writers get in a writer block where, you know, in a way, you as the actor are kind of helping them write that character just based off of your personality.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Maybe they were having writer block and couldn't think of anything interesting for him.
Right.
But maybe, I don't want to jump to conclusions, maybe he's coming back in the second or third episode.
I see. Okay.
You never know.
All right. So, I mean, what's the show about, really?
Well, it's like a high school musical? Yeah, high school musical type show. Lots of different characters. That's what I really loved is, you know, they have such a great array of different characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody can relate to somebody in this show.
Right.
And it's just so fun. You know, they have dancing, singing, all kind. They always have fun guest star roles on, you know, different celebrities on.
Yeah.
But I just was not impressed with the first episode.
Really?
It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
But I had my expectations high.
Yeah.
This is really funny because everyone's dying to be on this show, you know?
It's amazing how well it's doing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would die. I would love to be on it. I saw, though, on YouTube, there's a guy that literally has like 500,000 hits right now. He is a singer, and he made his own music video called I Want to Be on Glee as the song. Literally 500,000 views. His name's Todrick Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool, but can you imagine? You know, he literally probably invested so much money on this. It is a really great music video. The post-production on it.
Oh, really? So you think he invested money into it?
Oh, yeah. He went all out on this, and it was, you know, put up like 2-3 months ago. So I'm wondering if, you know, Ryan Murphy from Glee has seen it and if he's going to bring him on.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
I know. It's amazing how people find out about videos and make them so popular.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, it's just about having it be about something popular. You know, if you do a music video about Glee, people naturally, when they put Glee in the search engine, it'll kind of pop up.
Right.
You know? It'll be easier to find.
Except you get some people that do funny things and nobody knows about them, and yet it becomes very popular.
True, yeah.
Like that girl that sang the song Friday or something, you know?
Oh, my God.
What about that one? I mean,
that was crazy.
You know?
She got so much shit for that, but you know what? She was freaking like 13 years old, or, you know, she's like a little teeny bopper. Give her a break.
Yeah.
I thought that was adorable. It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
I know, but it is a stupid song. You gotta admit.
It's pretty dumb, yeah. But again, she's 13, you know? She's not like a 20-year-old singing that song.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I kind of felt bad for her.
Yeah, give her a break, huh?
Yeah, she got her 15 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
I definitely am excited to see what she has in the future, you know, if she comes up with other songs.
Yeah, well, at least she got her fame. Who knows what she's going to do with it? You know?
Right, yeah. Time will tell, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, well, You heard about these American hikers that were held in Iran, right?
Oh, yeah. A long time.
Yeah, and they were released like a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. Is that crazy or what?
It's crazy, you know, because first of all, I don't understand what they were doing on the friggin' border of Iran anyway.
Very fishy.
Why are you there?
Yeah,
you know?
Very weird.
Yeah, you know, I mean, even you're not a spy or something. What the hell do you do hiking there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many places in the world to go. Why would you go there?
I know. Well, what actually happened then? What, did they have identification on them? Did they have anything suspicious on them?
No, they just, the Iranians don't need a lot to really throw you in jail, you
yeah,
know? They just think you're a spy or accuse you of being a spy and you know, so I mean they were in prison for 2 years, man. Can you imagine?
Holy shit.
Iranian prison for 2 years, man.
Oh my god.
They probably
gosh.
Were like tortured and you know, I don't know what else. They're not really
That's crazy.
Yeah. They're not really mentioning torture or anything, but I would imagine it'd be torture enough just to go through that.
Right. Well yeah, and they're probably tortured to the point that if they you know they are threatened that if they do say anything about what happened to them,
right.
you know, they'll hunt them down and kill them. Who knows? You just,
yeah.
I don't know. That's sick.
Yeah. But you know what I have to admire is the hope that they have, you know, to be able to last. Because I think if I was in jail, and especially in Iran, I just as soon die, you know. I mean, I don't know that there'd be any hope at all.
I know. Yeah, yeah. It's really
You never know how bad it's going to get.
I know.
Yeah.
And these guys, who knows, you know, they're probably these two innocent guys just walking around. I would love to talk to them, you know, and kind of feel them out and hear what they have to say about their experience and what happened.
Right, yeah. And it's kind of weird, though, that they had to be released at $500,000 apiece, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, because Iran wanted some money off out of the thing, too, you know.
Anything for money.
So, yeah.
That's sick.
I know. So, and they had a girl with them who was released earlier. And they had to pay $500,000 for her, too.
Unbelievable.
So for the three of them,
a million and a half.
And I don't know who paid the damn thing, but maybe
yeah.
the government. I'm not sure.
I would assume that that's
yeah.
the only, like, who else would? Who
yeah.
has $1.5 million to just throw away, you know? That's ridiculous.
Well,
those
maybe
poor
their
people.
Parents, you know?
Yeah, I wonder how something like that affects them, you know?
Yeah.
For the rest of their life now.
Oh, yeah, you're scarred, you know?
Yeah,
you're scarred,
truly
man.
Scarred.
You
Jeez.
See some things that nobody should have to see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
That's just horrible.
Yeah. So, you know, but I just say, you know, don't go to these places. I don't understand people traveling to third world countries, you know? I mean, I understand people like India and all this stuff, but why would you go there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you would not see
like,
me there. That's
No,
sure.
you know,
Jesus.
it's too poor and too backwards for me.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, you go to places like, I don't know. I mean, you know, you go to any of these places and you don't know, you know, like Thailand or something, you know, you might just get arrested for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they arrest people for anything there.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Yeah. I was really sketched out like 2 or 3 years ago. I shot a film and we had a screening. We went to Guantanamo Bay,
mm-hmm.
but we were on the naval base there when the naval base was there, you know,
right.
and they have this huge event there, you know, and it was appreciation weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I flew out to Guantanamo Bay on the, you know, the Navy planes
right.
or, you know, military planes. But I, you know, to get to the actual naval base, you had to like go on a boat. How sketchy is that? You know, you're crossing the line and you've got, you know, military people with their binoculars mm-hmm. looking out for, you know, the Cubans just to make sure, you know, we're not going to get frickin' shot. I was terrified.
Yeah.
I seriously thought I was not going to be coming back alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I was going to, you know, get held hostage. Who knows?
Yeah, that's a good example, Cuba. Why would you go there for crying out loud?
Well,
know?
My logic behind it was I was getting paid.
Yeah.
It was for a movie.
Well, yeah, and you went with a group and everything. You
yeah,
know?
It was a pretty good group.
Thing, yeah.
But it still was sketchy,
was
you know?
It?
Oh my God, yeah. Hearing gunshots at night, thinking, you know, it could be military, but you just don't know.
Yeah.
Don't ask questions. That's what I, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, though, living on a military base, have you ever yeah. been on one?
No, but you grew up on a few of them, right?
Yeah. It's yeah. definitely, it's so different, but, you know, I hadn't in a long time. That was more so when I was a little kid.
Right.
So getting, you know, being on that naval base, it's just a shocker, you know, they really have like about a 15-mile radius
mm-hmm.
of, you know, their life for
right.
years and years that they're on this naval base. you know, three restaurants maybe, if even that, mm-hmm. one grocery store. You know, it's a very small little town.
Right.
After living in the city for so long, I just can't imagine.
Yeah, you can't imagine living like that without Mm-mm. the conveniences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't realize how lucky you are until you live in situations like that.
Exactly.
Where it's like, Jesus.
Exactly. You know, that's why there were so times when I didn't like L.A., but I really appreciate it now, you know.
Yeah. How can you not?
Yeah.
The weather, the palm trees, you know, just everything. It's gorgeous. You're like just a few miles from the beach.
Yeah. Ugh. People leave you alone here.
I love it.
They don't bug you and stuff.
Yeah. Privacy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot more quiet than New York City. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, but I got to say this. I mean, in our apartment building, this couple moved in and they have this baby who does not stop screaming.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is like around the clock, you know, and whining and all this stuff. And you can hear it all, you know, you can hear it all, you know, because they have the windows open and stuff like that. So
what do you do?
You know, so, I mean, we're not that close to their apartment, so we only hear it distantly, but it's still like a pain in the ass.
Of course it is.
Imagine the people that are right next to them.
Yeah, that's, you know, but at the same time, it's like,
across.
What are you going to do? You know, it's a baby. They can only, they can't control the baby crying. You know?
I know. But you have to wonder if it has anything to do with the kids, you know, I mean with the parents.
True.
Because, you know, although I'm sure a kid can, you know, be born with that kind of a temperament, you know, and, but, you know, I also thought, you know, you got to feel sorry for them too, you know, because it's hard to deal with that. Like you said, you know, the
non-stop
parents are going,
crying.
Yeah, non-stop crying and stuff. And you don't know what the hell to do. And, you know, so, you know, I don't necessarily blame the parents because you never know.
Right. You just don't know their situation. But I wonder if other neighbors are complaining, you know. I mean, if you can hear it, gosh.
I know. So that's what I was thinking. I thought, what do you do in a situation like this? I mean, you can't live like that with the crying, you know, across the hall or whatever. And what I was thinking is, you know, how do you get this to stop? I mean, you can't just throw them out of the building.
Right.
But I think what you can do is at least ask them to keep their windows closed.
Oh, for sure.
You know, because otherwise everybody's going to have to move.
Oh, right. No, absolutely. Yeah. And well, I would think they'd have the common sense to do that. You know, that's just out of respect to have the windows down.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was really that bad. I don't, you know, want them to get like some kind of soundproof wall, styrofoam thing to just kind of block the sound out.
I know.
Especially if you're the neighbor right next to them. I mean, that would be hell.
Yeah. Or move the hell out, for crying out loud.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I have no patience for that stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't like when people are oblivious of their own actions.
Yeah.
Even, you know, if they're just standing somewhere and they're in other people's way, but they just don't realize it. It's like, dude, you're standing right in the middle of the aisle. Can you just move to the side?
Yeah. Or when people cross the street without looking.
Yeah, I know, it's so annoying.
They expect you to see them and to do everything possible
mm-hmm.
to avoid killing them, but they don't care.
Yeah, people are just in their own world. I think that I learned just in New York City. You get through that really quickly because, you know, everyone's got a place to go. You're literally running down the street. It's like, move out the way.
Yeah.
So here I have no patience for that. No.
I know, everybody bumping into each other and stuff. New York is very, very crowded. But
I love it.
Yeah, but it's got the vibe, man. It's hard to compare it to anywhere else in the world.
There is nowhere else in the world like it, you know?
Yeah.
I think everybody should live there once in their life, just for at least a month and give it a try.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I know.
This is neat. This past weekend in Huntington Beach, mm-hmm. there was a dog surfing competition.
Oh, really?
Have you ever seen
a
dog surf?
I think I've seen it, yeah. It's pretty cute, huh?
Yeah, it's so neat. I have a friend whose dog is Ricochet, and the dog's a golden retriever. This dog has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for different charity events.
Are you serious? How?
Yeah,
by surfing?
It's insane. Through surf competitions, through just, she takes the dog to a lot of benefits, and, you know, people donate just because, oh, it's a cool dog, we're going to help out, or, you know, the dog is a celebrity. Ricochet, really cool. So in Huntington Beach, they have like 20 dogs surfing. It was like a surf competition. I just wonder, like, how do you really discover that your dog's a surfer? You know, like, are you just at the beach?
You make them one.
I guess, they randomly just grab a surfing board and start surfing. It's just so comical to me.
Yeah. I'm sure they turn their dogs into surfers. But
yeah, they teach them.
Yeah, but I mean, what does a dog do? They just stand on there and hope they won't slip, you know?
Right.
I can't imagine that they actually control the board.
I know. I don't know. But then again, like, there are times where the dogs, you know, will fall off and they have to get back on and they have to get back on the board. I mean, seriously, this happens, and that's what gets them more points, the fact that they can, you know, fly off the board and then jump back on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird. Wow. It's so cool. So, yeah, in Huntington Beach, they had a little competition. It's like a 30 to 40-minute long competition. Dogs up the yin-yang surfing.
Wow.
It's a lot of bulldogs and then terriers. And,
really?
Yeah.
Are you into dogs?
I love dogs, actually. Recently, I've been trying to... I really want either a dog or a cat. Mm. I just... Especially with my dating being horrible.
Yeah.
It's like, now I just want something consistent in my life. And if it can't be a man, then I would like to just, you know, have a little doggy or a kitty cat.
Yeah.
Especially after having that guy Matt on last week. That truly convinced me that I just need to be a lesbian. Seriously. Give up on guys.
Don't give up. Don't give up, man.
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. What would you think? A puppy or a kitty cat? What should I get?
Well, it depends what you like, you know. I mean, cats require less attention, that's for sure.
Right.
So, you know, if you don't have enough time or the patience or the attention for them, then a cat is better, you know.
Yeah, that's the tricky part, though, because I've grown up with cats. I love cats, but I've never had a puppy.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of take, you know, cats you don't really take with you to, you know, go grocery shopping, or, you know, you don't take them places. Uh-huh. A doggy, though, you know, you can easily just grab them, put them in your car, and go driving down the Malibu, you know, Pacific Coast Boulevard or highway.
Right.
You know, and that's like my dream right there. That's like living life to me. In Malibu, driving the coast with your puppy and his head out the window, just blowing in the wind.
Oh, wow. Wow. Let's see. We have a phone call. Let's see
who
that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. My name's Shane. How's it going, guys?
Good, Shane. How are you?
Good. Well, I was trying to decide for a bit there if I should call in because I'm legally not really supposed to talk about what happened in Iran when we were hiking.
Oh, my. Okay.
But, you were hiking there?
I'm one of the hikers that
No, you're not.
No, it's okay. We'll humor him. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to let you guys know, don't seem like you know enough about the nature in Iran and why it's such a great place to hike, but there's actually more double rainbows there every year than anywhere else on Earth.
Mm-hmm. There's a good reason to hike there, yeah.
I have seen a double rainbow. There was one, like, last week in Studio City.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe last week or 2 weeks ago. Shane, where do you live?
I actually live in Studio City. I really shouldn't have gone all the way to Iran to find a double rainbow.
There you go. They're right here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was just a stupid decision, Shane. Do I know you, Shane?
That's awful. No, but your name's Steph?
Yeah. Do we know each other?
Well, no, but I think you're doing a great job. I just checked out the show this morning.
Oh, thanks, sweetie.
Well, thank you very much. That's cool of you, man.
Yeah.
And,
you seem like a natural, so.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, well, Shane, thank you so much, and stay away from Iran, man. You don't need to hike there. There's plenty of places here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm free now, so I'll look around here for the double rainbows.
Welcome back. Yeah. We're glad to have you back, Shane.
You cost us $500,000, man. You better appreciate it.
Yeah,
and they gave me a free medical marijuana card, too.
Just out of curiosity, though, how did that affect you? How did this affect you? Did they beat you up in the prison?
It was actually pretty nice.
Really?
It's pretty nice.
I'm not supposed to talk about this because the government here wants us all to think that it was like this bad deal. But no, we had cable, like they had Judge Judy on for us a lot of the time.
Wow.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
But I've said too much already. I should go, guys.
All right. Thanks so much, Shane. Have a good one. That's hysterical.
Yeah. Well, you gotta humor people.
Yeah, truly. But that was total horse shit, right? Come on. Shane in Studio City.
Yeah. His name is not Shane. I'm sure it's the name of one of the guys there. I just closed the page.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm sure it was one of the guys, yeah.
Anyway, moving on,
because
that was total horse shit. But I love when people call in. It's so much fun, right?
Yeah.
He sounded really hot, too.
He sounded hot.
Ooh la la. Yeah, he had a sexy voice. No?
Yeah, don't ever let voices fool you,
That's
though.
True.
Let me tell you.
Seriously.
You know? Yeah.
But there's nothing like it, though. You know, a guy with a little raspy voice or something. It's just so sexy.
Yeah.
It always turns a girl on, no matter what we say. We love it. Or even accents, like a British accent. Holy crap. That'll get me going.
You like that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of my relatives out here in L.A. Found out she was diabetic recently.
Mm-hmm.
And this is common. I mean, obviously, I don't know if it's literally 90% of people are diabetic nowadays. It just seems like if you're 10 to 15 pounds overweight, you're diabetic.
Right.
Anyway, I was doing some research trying to help her. You know, the main thing you want to do is just eat healthy and exercise, you know?
Right.
And get healthy. Check your blood pressure and all that fun stuff every day. Mm-hmm. She's doing fabulous now. But I came across an article about diabetes wounds and how creepy crawlies will help. They're actually using maggots now. Maggots. They put maggots on your skin, on these wounds, to help them heal.
Wow.
How disgusting is that?
Jeez.
It just made me... I literally had a nightmare last night.
Man.
Would you do it, though? I mean, can you imagine maggots? I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I'm a tough girl. Snakes, bugs in general. Uh-huh. But there's something about maggots and just worms in general, these little crawly things that just...
Yeah. Disgusting.
Oh, yeah. It gives me the jitters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they put, like, between 50 and 100 maggots on the wound, mm-hmm. and then they leave them there for like 2 days, at which time they then apply new ones, and then they repeat this like 5 different times. So every 2 days they're adding more maggots, and it just helps heal the wound.
Really?
Because diabetics, you know, there are these ridiculous wounds sometimes that just will never heal. Or
really? That's from diabetes?
Well, diabetics naturally sometimes have wounds. Yeah, ridiculous wounds. I mean, we all get wounds from something, you know, in general.
I see.
But
and you're just saying
it doesn't
heal.
This is for diabetes wounds.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're very hard to heal. There have been so many different kinds of treatments, mm-hmm. But apparently now they're using maggots. And that has been, you know, it's been working.
Yeah, if it works, what the hell, you know?
Exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of creepy to me. Luckily, my relative does not have any wounds. You know, there are different kinds of, not different kinds of diabetes, but different extents. You know, her diabetes is not so that horrible, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And she's doing amazing, you know. It's just funny how it really is all about having a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Eating healthy. In exercise, you know, you wouldn't think it'd be so hard, but a lot of people just don't do it.
Right.
And then they wake up one day, see a picture of themselves, 50 pounds overweight, find out they're diabetic, and
Yeah, you're right. Although I don't live a healthy lifestyle necessarily. You know, I don't work out or all that. But, you know, I try not to eat too much. You know, I try to watch what I eat and things like that. But, I mean, I'm no health nut, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And... But, you know, it depends. I mean, look, it depends on when you're supposed to go. You know, it doesn't really matter, you know?
Right,
if you're
sure.
supposed to go, you go, man. You know?
Wait, what do you mean by go?
By go, I mean, you know, end this life and move on to the next one.
Oh, that's horrible.
No,
well,
I know, but that's why we eat and live healthy so we can live a long time.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, though, people don't realize, like, diabetes, you literally, like, my relative had, you know, found out this, like, a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
She went from, like, her blood pressure being, like, 170 already now down to, like, the healthy, you know, only after being healthy for a month. So
really?
It's really quick.
Yeah.
But again, it's like people get their hopes up. You know, you eat healthy for a week, you have, you know, your blood pressure really gets better. And then, you know, you eat a chocolate candy bar and it skyrockets again.
Right.
It's really just all about being consistent. At the same time, you should never, ever deprive yourself of something, you know?
Right.
If you want a piece of chocolate, you have a piece of chocolate.
Right.
I think that's what
But have just one, not 10.
Right. Yeah. That's what screws us all up because we deprive ourselves and then we end up binging big time.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking from someone with major experience.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I'm at my healthiest now, and I feel great, and I love myself. Uh-huh. And it's just because I eat what I want, when I want, and I live a healthy life.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you used to binge and stuff, too?
Well, you know what? I actually have a history of eating disorders.
Really?
When I was younger.
So many women do, huh?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Amazing.
I think pretty much every female has had some, to some extent, an eating disorder.
Mm.
Mine was actually pretty serious. Before pursuing acting, I was a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to pursue dancing as a profession until a pretty serious injury in high school. But, you know, as a dancer, you know, you have to be tiny. You have to have, you know, guys are lifting you up, blah, blah, blah. So I naturally kind of fell into anorexia. I just did not eat.
Wow.
I would not eat. And that was for about 3-4 years. And then I got better when I moved to New York, though. Well, I got better.
Uh-huh.
And then when I moved to New York, I became anorexic again.
Wow.
Because, you know, I finally was on my own, and it was the only thing in my life that I had control of was, you know, no, I don't need to eat, you know, or... And especially with the pressures of being an actor, you know, a lot of girls, and this, of course, was when I was still very naive. Like, they always say, you know, once you've suffered from something like that, like anorexia or even being an alcoholic, you're always kind of that.
Right.
But I assure you, that is just not the case. Like, so I've been better for like 3 or 4 years now, and not in a million years have I ever thought about it again. Like, it has not affected me in any way.
Yeah.
You're fortunate in that way,
you know?
I guess so. I think it's just about having a strong mind and really, I don't know, because, yeah you're right, a lot, especially girls my age, it's, you hear them and they're just so paranoid and looking in the mirror 100 times a day trying to, it's just, it's so sad to me.
It really is, you know, because you got to accept your body the way it is, and if you don't, then do something healthy to look better, you know?
Yeah, and it's usually the most gorgeous people, the most gorgeous ones that are the most insecure.
Right, and then they look like emaciated, you know? I mean, they don't eat, they don't anything. And I mean, I've seen girls that were anorexic and it's hard to look at, you know? I mean, they look almost like skeletons.
I get very emotional when I see somebody because it's very obvious when someone's anorexic. Yeah, they're definitely, you can see their bones. They're just, their eyes, you know, they have dark circles underneath. They're pale on their face. Yeah. I've been through it. I know.
Yeah.
It's very sad. And you just know that, you know, no matter how much therapy somebody goes to or no matter how much somebody else tries to help that person, yeah, they are the only ones that can fix themselves, you know?
So it's like an addiction.
Yeah, because I tried to, my parents once, you know, forced me to go to, do a therapy session for the anorexia and try to recover that way.
Right.
I thought, this is just complete crap. It was not working for me. I literally did one session and I just knew that ultimately it's me. I just have to change the way I think.
Mm.
And I did, literally. It just happened naturally.
Good for you.
So. Yeah, it's a crazy little roller coaster, but every girl goes through it to some extent.
That's
they really
true.
Do.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure from the media, I think. And, you know, especially women that move to L.A. and they try to make it in film and and that and, you know, dancing, modeling, whatever. Mm. And, you know, they all feel, the camera adds 10 pounds, so I need to be 10 pounds underweight. And
I've never noticed that, though. Yeah. I see me on the camera and I'm like, I look good.
Well,
I don't see 10 extra pounds.
Well, that's good for you.
What are people thinking?
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah. Yeah, it's just something you have to be careful of.
Yeah, it depends. You know, I mean, some people are like, the camera just loves them, you know.
Sure.
I mean, you take great pictures, you know.
Well, thank
you
so much.
Obviously, you put them on Facebook and stuff and proudly. So, yeah,
thank
you know,
you.
But some people don't, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why you're in modeling and other people
aren't. Right, right. It's weird, though, because it's, you know, not everybody is prone to getting an eating disorder, but I have noticed, like, just through friends of mine, when they start, you know, when you start dieting, you have an initial goal of, you know, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds, whatever it may be. People tend to start getting obsessive about it. So once they lose those 10 pounds, they're not satisfied. They want to now lose another 5. And then after that, they want to lose, you know, so they kind of get obsessed with, it's like a numbers game.
Right.
And it becomes very dangerous.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful. Even if you're just on a natural diet, with, you know, it getting out of control and losing too much, you know, you set your goal and kind of keep with it.
Yeah.
And womp womp.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else is going on in the world?
Now, the National Enquirer reports, and you know, they're always accurate, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That Sarah Palin's marriage is over and that she's that they're thinking of divorce or something. So I don't know. But this new book came out called The Rogue, Searching for the Real Sarah Palin. And this was written by Joe McGinnis. I don't know how he's related to her and how he knows so much about her. But apparently this book has done a lot of damage to her.
Really?
Yeah. So it must be that some of the things are true in the book. I don't know.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess they got all kinds of things. And they're saying that her husband was completely embarrassed by the book's disclosure that Sarah hooked up with NBA great Glenn Rice in 1987.
What?
Wow.
Okay, but who cares? You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
she's a character, though. You got to, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin.
You know, but I mean, if all this negative attention continues around her, man, she better not run. You know?
Oh, right.
She's got nothing to offer. You
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it would definitely be a joke, but at the same time, it's like, come on, if we vote for her, that's even a bigger joke. So people just don't vote for her, you know?
Yeah.
Who are we kidding?
Yeah, and besides, she's waited too long. I think there's plenty of candidates already, and I don't think people can handle any more candidates on the Republican side. So,
yeah, yeah, please, you know. God, no. this is funny. A friend of mine, Elena Moscad in Baltimore, Maryland, just texted me because she's listening in about Shane, the caller.
Uh-huh.
So obviously one of the hikers' names was Shane, but she sent me a video, and the voice is definitely much different from the Shane in this video.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well,
Shane.
It's not for a moment like we thought it's Shane, right?
That was awesome, though. I love it. That's got to be crazy, though. Seriously, can you imagine?
I know. Well, thankfully they're back, and you know, and that's that, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of talk about bullying and stuff now, you know, and what to do about it.
Right, yeah, Lady Gaga and Obama.
Lady Gaga did something. Have you heard of this?
Well, yeah, something about trying to come up with a law about anti-bullying.
Right.
Which should have been done a long, long time ago, because this is not the first time somebody's committed suicide in high school.
Yeah.
Especially for homosexuality.
Right.
You know, this has been going on for years.
Right. And we just, yeah, it hasn't been reported or hasn't been focused on as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah. But, you know, props to Lady Gaga. You have to give her so much credit, you know, for just the way she presents herself. I love it. She calls herself in a way a monster, you know,
right.
And she's all about, yeah, just being who you are, individuality, and right. not, you know, following the crowd, you know,
yeah.
Express yourself the way you want to.
And that's why she's making it so big, you know, she's
people
original.
People look up to her.
Yeah. She's original. She's made herself really famous.
Right.
Really famous. And, you know, so I guess with that comes responsibility. And I think these people realize that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm that influential. I have a lot of responsibility. And, you know, maybe I'll do something about this. But like you said, bullying has always been around. It's just been something that we left for the kids. You know, we didn't
right.
really get involved in that.
Well, which is horrible, honestly. Like middle school and high school, kids are brutal.
Yeah.
Kids are truly brutal. I mean, I got made fun of quite a bit. Mm. I was a little nerd. And especially when you're in the drama club, you're just asking for it,
really?
You know? Oh, yeah, you're totally asking for it. But I've never understood it. The funny thing is, life has its way of working out. Life is weird. You know, it seems like the cool kids in school, you know, middle school, high school, that talk all the crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where are they now?
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing, right?
Yeah.
And it's always the kids that are made fun of that are really doing stuff with, you know,
yeah.
doing stuff. So life has its ways of working out.
I suppose, yeah. But, you know, I mean, my kids, you know, thankfully did not have to go through this, but I can imagine a lot of people do. And like you said, when they're homosexual, I think they're like targets.
Right. Oh, absolutely. But at the same time, it's 2011. It's, you know, this is nothing new.
Yeah.
I mean, most of my friends are homosexual, you know, especially guys. I have tons of gay guy friends. I don't know.
Every woman should have one, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of it's depending on the area you live in, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up in a very suburban area and, you know, near Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So homosexuality was not a big deal, you know? I had tons of friends that were gay and they were treated very well. I mean, I'm sure, you know, once in a blue moon they'd get made fun of, but we all did.
Right.
You know, everybody got made fun of once in a blue moon.
That's true, yeah.
But some areas, of course, you know, if you're, who knows, in small towns, oh my God, like in Texas, I'm sure people get, it's brutal.
Yeah.
If you're gay. Brutal.
Yeah. I know. I kind of miss high school. You know, I wouldn't mind being back in high school now, knowing what I know now, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have a good high school experience?
For the most part, yes. You know, I mean, yeah, it was a pretty good experience. And I miss that, you know, all the socializing and everything,
sure.
not having a lot of responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all you got to do is show up, man, you know? Everything's taken care of for
you. Well, that's for sure, you
yeah.
know? But it's so funny, in high school, we all think we have, like, it sucks in a way, all the schoolwork and homework.
Right.
Oh, man,
yeah.
does it get worse or
yeah.
you know, harder? The responsibility, that was nothing.
Exactly,
nothing.
And they don't realize that, you know? Now they go to school. I mean, now my kids are going to college. They're still, like, protected and stuff, you know? They don't have to deal with a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. It takes kids longer now to mature. I don't know why.
It does. No, it really does. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
I get annoyed by it slightly just
uh-huh.
because it seems like the more the kids I speak to, it's just nobody has dreams or like nobody knows what they want to do anymore.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people are just are more laid back.
Right.
When I was a kid, I mean, literally from the time I got out of my mother's belly, you know, I'm like, I knew what I wanted to do.
Wow.
And so did most people that I grew up with. Like, we all had our dreams, and we were going to fight for them and do it.
Uh-huh.
Now it's like kids are like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll just go, you know, get a general studies degree and figure it out.
Yeah.
Ew. I am not attracted to that, you know?
Yeah. No, I know. And
you have to have interests. What a boring life.
Yeah. You know, and it's hard to understand kids. I mean, every generation, there's that gap, you know, between the parents and the teenagers. And, you know, they're just like, unique in their own way.
Yeah.
You know, and you gotta embrace that. You can't fight it, you know?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So, you know, that's high school for you.
Yeah. Well, and I would hate to be somebody that graduating right now.
Yeah.
Because there are no jobs. It's really rough out there right now.
Oh, yeah. Especially for teenagers, too.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And I think like the unemployment among teenagers is like 25-30%.
Oh yeah, I'm sure, yeah, if not even
really
higher.
High, yeah.
It's insane. At the same time, I really feel like, you know, if you're an ambitious go-getter, mm-hmm. and you have goals and you're working hard, you're going to yeah. have a great job.
Exactly.
You're going to have a great life.
Yeah. It depends how hard you work, you know.
Yeah, I think it's just all about hard work and good things will happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So work hard,
cool.
kids.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs either.
Yeah. I got to watch one of my favorite actresses, Keira Knightley, in a movie. Have you heard of a movie called Last Night?
I have. I have not seen it, though.
So they have it streaming on Netflix now. It's with Sam Worthington from Avatar.
Ooh.
And it's a pretty good movie. You know, they're a married couple, and over this one night, they... You know, her husband goes out of town, and they both have opportunities to cheat. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then you kind of try to see who is going to actually do it and stuff. You
oh
know?
My gosh, what happened?
So it's very important. I don't want to give it away in case you want to see it.
Darn, I'm horrible though. I'm like, just give me all the details.
Yeah, spoiler alert, right?
I bet though. You know, it's funny, but it seems like girls are the more vicious ones in a way. You always think it's the guy, but I don't know, especially with the girls that I know nowadays, they're the ones that are doing all the bull crap, you know?
Yeah.
When a guy gets attached to a woman, they're there, you know, they're committed, fully committed. I mean, girls are too, of course, if they're in love, but I don't know, you know, we give guys bull crap, but girls are just as bad. They are just as bad.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, all these guys that are cheating, someone's got to be cheating with them, right?
Oh, yeah, oh, exactly. Ooh, that's a good way to think about it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Stephanie, thank you so much.
Yep, yep, yep.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.